We're visiting with Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you haven't played yet in 2024. You were supposed to play Friday night with Linden, but that didn't happen due to the weather conditions. But what have you worked on since your win over Northern Heights?
Well, yeah, we haven't had a chance to get a game yet, so I'm having a chance to have a few practices over break. You know, we're looking to keep putting together a full game. We had a couple games before break where we thought maybe offensively we weren't as effective as we could be for four quarters. So we're looking forward to get some games this week and hopefully see if we can put together a full, complete game.
It's going to be a busy week for you guys as well. Hopefully Mother Nature can hold off so you can get those games in, because it's going to be Flint Hills League shootout time here pretty quick.
Yeah, we got three games this week. You know, we'll see Osage City tomorrow. We got Linden on Thursday and then Mission Valley on Friday. You know, all traditionally really good good teams, well coached. So even though maybe some of those teams aren't, you know, records not as high as they normally are in the past, we're still looking for some competitive games.
What's the emergence been? I know we had you guys with the Northern Heights game. You know, with Tad Groh and Griffin, being that 1-2 punch at the guard spot, you know, what does it mean that those two guys are doing some good things?
Yeah, they're for us right now, they're, you know, scoring majority of our points, but we're also looking at, you know, our other guys to step up, because we know when we get into the shootout and we get into sub-state, you're going to have more than two guys score. So we're just trying to preach a little confidence into them, and when they get opportunities, we want them to be as aggressive as well to the basket.
Who's probably that number three that you probably haven't seen score much, but maybe could burst out if Wyatt or Tag is or if either of them are having an off night?
Well, Carson Shore has also been one of the guys who's led a couple games for us, and Colin Monahan have both kind of stepped up and had some big games. So, you know, initially we're looking at those two to kind of help fill that, some of those voids. And, you know, we got a few guys coming off the bench that we hope to do that as well.
Visiting with Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, as you mentioned, a busy week as you have Osage coming up tomorrow, and then you have that makeup game with Linden, Mission Valley on Friday. And next week is the Flint Hills shootout at Wild Auditorium. And, do the boys play Monday or Tuesday in that first round?
I haven't seen. In the past, they've done like some alternate boy-girl days, and then some have been like top of the bracket, bottom side of the bracket. So I haven't seen the bracket for this year, so I'm not 100% sure on that.
So it's still to be decided, so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, how big are these games this week? I know with Linden, and Linden being as good as they are, they're on their tear since football, and you know, Osage might be a little bit down, and Mission Valley could be solid as well. So these three determine the seeding.
Yeah, so I mean, we know they're competitive teams, they're well coached, so we're looking at them as, you know, these are going to be tough games for us, and hopefully set us up well for the shootout next week.
Well, coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this week with Osage, Linden, and Mission Valley. And we look forward to seeing you next week with the Flint Hills shootout. We'll carry games on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you.
That is Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Griffin Real Estate on KVOE Live and Local.